Nashville candidates for mayor have weighed in on dozens of topics, appeared in televised debates, and answered a handful of inquiries from WPLN. But one listener through our Curious Nashville project ended up suggesting one of the toughest questions. What long-term, generation-spanning policy would the candidates champion in office? Tony Gonzalez reports on their answers.
This question comes from local tech worker Toby Turner. He suggests politicians too often work on short-term projects aiming for quick results. Asking for a long-term idea made the candidates pause.
That's a great question because that's one of the biggest things that's missing in metro government right now.
State Representative John Ray Clemens says the city needs vision to reduce economic inequality.
Next, we must be focused on building out a 21st century transportation infrastructure system that is a long-term, expensive project.
For candidate Carol Swain, local education is most in need of change. Her competitors rank it as a top priority, too, but she tries to distance herself.
Their solution is to say that we're going to throw more money at the problem. I believe that there's a need to hold the school board accountable, but even to rethink how we approach education, because we have had the same problem now for decades.
Swain says she'd focus on teacher quality, parental involvement, and stricter discipline of students. Current Mayor David Briley points to his plan to speed up the overhaul of Nashville's public housing to incorporate both low-cost and market-rate units.
Within a generation, we're going to have all of them mixed income, and we know that works better for folks. It's also going to address some of the gentrification we're having in those communities.
Meanwhile, Councilman Cooper goes broad. He says the city needs to get its bones right.
What do I mean by bones? That's parks, green space, and connectivity as we grow beyond downtown into all these nodes of neighborhoods around the county.
He's calling on planning and public works to help create neighborhoods so great that people brag about their sidewalks and trees. But how exactly that would happen, or the follow-through on any of these ideas, won't be clear until someone's in office. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
Nashville's Election Day is Thursday. For profiles of the candidates, fact checks, and all of our coverage, visit WPLN.org/election2019.